Exercises 4B and 5, page 44.
Today we're going to discuss the illegal downloading of music and films. We have our regular guest, Charlie Shields, editor of the internet magazine NetNo, to discuss the rights and wrongs of downloading. Welcome back to the show, Charlie.
Thank you, Jane.
Nowadays, with the financial crisis here, are the film studios and recording studios fearing what might happen if people continue to illegally download their merchandise instead of legitimately buying it?
Well, Jane, we've actually featured this subject a lot in our magazine over the last couple of months. It has been a hot topic since several file-sharing websites have been closed down. Some governments around the world are trying to crack down on internet piracy, as they call it now, and this has caused people to discuss the morality of illegal downloading again. Certainly, musicians are feeling the effects of illegal downloading. People don't buy records anymore. They just download them and then transfer the songs onto their MP3 players. So then, musicians depend on making money from touring. Touring means the artists have less time to record new albums and have to work harder and longer for their money. On top of that, people are wary of spending money on concert tickets at this time. For these reasons, the big recording studios seem to be very concerned about illegal downloading at the moment.
You mentioned that file-sharing websites have been closed down. Can you explain a bit more about this and how the artists and studios feel about this?
A lot of people, including musicians and actors themselves, say that websites like these are a good thing. Internet users being able to download songs and films for free will allow the songs and films to reach a wider audience than they ever could in high street shops. The problem with internet piracy, or any other type of piracy for that matter, is essentially an economic problem. If the artists don't make the money from the work they have put in to create their music or film, then they won't be able to continue working creatively. They'll have to find other ways of making money. A successful feature film will be downloaded by millions of internet users, but it will also be seen by millions of viewers in cinemas around the world. People will buy the DVDs for the extras too. The reality is, though, that the public who pay for cinema tickets and DVDs are paying more to cover the costs of those who are not paying.
Do the people who illegally download think they are doing anything wrong?
The truth is that most people think they are entitled to download films and music because it's there to be downloaded. They get upset when file-sharing websites are closed down. They tend to view the creators as commercially successful regardless, and that by downloading an album or film, no one is being harmed. But that is not true. Last year, the largest music retailer in Britain's high streets had to close down 10% of its stores. That's a lot of jobs gone, and a lot of albums that won't ever be sold again. And it's not the biggest bands or singers that suffer the most. If a musician is not a chart success, then you are actually stealing everything from them. They might not be able to create new music because they don't earn enough. Then the people who actually buy the albums have to pay more, and concert tickets become more expensive. These rising costs for law-abiding consumers actually encourage more and more people to turn to illegal downloading as the answer. It's all a bit of a mess in the end.
Do you think that the illegal downloaders are acting like spoilt children? They're so used to being given everything on the internet now. They're used to listening to music for free. They're used to watching films for free without paying the artist, that they just expect it to carry on like that.
I think because everybody's on the internet, and the music and films are also on the internet, nobody feels like they're actually stealing. People don't look at it in the same way as physically walking into a shop, putting a DVD in your jacket pocket and then walking out. That's basically what they're doing, but they don't see it that way at all. Even if people do understand that it's wrong to download these things for free, they know it's there and that everyone else is doing it. It's like a disease. It has just spread so far that it seems impossible to control at the moment.
So how can illegal downloading be stopped? Is it down to the industries themselves, or should governments take responsibility?
The biggest problem for online law enforcement is that the internet is a global network, but each country has separate laws governing the internet and copyright. There are some international agreements in place regarding copyright protection, but it's very difficult to enforce on the internet. It's important to get the message across that it is illegal and that it's affecting the independent artists more than the commercially successful ones. Governments are targeting the uploaders. They want to stop this practice by preventing people from copying the music and films in the first place. The copying and distribution of a CD, for example, could lead to a hefty fine or even imprisonment. In 1997, almost 80 million music singles were sold in the UK. Over 10 years later, less than 9 million singles were sold. Internet piracy is hard to police, but if the people who provide illegal material are stopped, then people will have no free material to steal. Then it may be possible to see a return to legitimate music sales.
How can people who are used to illegal downloading get used to paying for music and films again?
This is, perhaps, the biggest challenge. While the internet is the root of this particular problem, it is also the solution. Most people who download illegally believe one person can't make a difference. But millions of people acting the same way do make a difference. The truth is that you can actually download songs and films for really low prices on the internet. Not only will you have legitimate copies that will fund the creative people who make music and films, but you will have a better quality download too. You can buy a music album for a quarter of the price you would pay for a CD in a shop. These days, you can even store your legitimate music online as backup so that you never lose it. You don't have to worry about the CD scratching. You will own your own copy of the album for the rest of your life. And, personally, the best thing is that you will never have to worry about the law turning up at your door.
Okay, it's time for a quick break. Then Charlie and I will be back to take questions from callers. Do you download music and films? Do you do it legally or not? That's after the break.